Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Hey, neighbors, the 2017 edition of the Griswold Cattle Grass-to-Grid Bull Sale is this Saturday, April 8th, starting at 12:30 p.m. in Follett, Texas. They'll be selling 250 bulls, a tremendous set of bulls, Angus, Sim-Angus, and Irish Whiskey Angus bulls. For details, you can call John Griswold at 405-780-3300 or go to their website, griswoldcattle.com, to see the catalog. The Griswold Grass-to-Grid Bull Sale this Saturday. It'll be live on dvauction.com.
By now, you're so excited to plant corn that you're up before the alarm. You don't even need coffee to get going. Well, maybe just a little. As the excitement builds, remember to protect your seedlings early. Plant Pioneer brand corn products with upgraded Pioneer Premium seed treatment offerings, featuring DuPont Lumavia insecticide seed treatment and a new enhanced fungicide to control Pythium. Turn to your local DuPont Pioneer team to help you get ready. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Well, the cattle complex should open higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and pre-cash short covering. And the hog issues also likely to open with a firm undertone, thanks to residual buying interest and late-week profit-taking. Now, the week-long showdown that has endured all week in cattle country will have to find some form of resolution today. We've seen nothing going on this week in cattle sales. Packers are both short-bought and mindful of narrowing margins. Feedlot managers are both confident of tight front-end supplies and nervous in the face of deep board discounts. And right now, we're looking at asking prices about $128 in our part of the country. The hog buyers are pretty much focused on a defensive procurement strategy through the week, and there's little reason to think they'll shift to Plan B Friday. Expect another round of bids ranging from steady to a dollar lower today. Estimates of the Saturday kill now have grown to 89,000 head. The lean futures are set to open higher, boosted by residual buying interest from Thursday and pre-weekend profit-taking. Now, on the grains, those crops closed lower yesterday with largest losses in soft red winter wheat, which settled at a one-week low. Weather news is largely good for crops but bearish for prices, with the recent widespread rain to be followed by a few days of warm, dry conditions in both the Plains and Midwest. Now, the wheat markets were lower, with soft red winter wheat posting big losses, at least the biggest of the three classes yesterday, as beneficial rain should help those crops. The world has plenty of wheat right now, and the average trade estimate in the Bloomberg survey favors an increase in global wheat ending stocks from the March report. The average of 250.4 million metric tons is about 10 million larger than a year ago. Corn futures settled 4 cents lower yesterday, with May now under key moving averages and the lowest since Friday. Spring planting could start next week in the Midwest once fields dry from recent rain. And the soybeans settled a few cents lower yesterday but remained within yesterday's range. May is well below moving averages and in oversold territory on technical charts. We'll check all our futures in a moment.
Neighbor, I want you to check out the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 6th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time for the video auction. 47,000 head, 11,400 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 10,000 wean calves, and over 14,000 calves on cows. If you want details about a particular lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call at Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117.
Live cattle futures. April was up 52 cents yesterday, 118.80. In June, up 70 cents, 110.12. April feeder cattle up 142 at 131.95. May was up 175 at 132.17. May hogs up 120 at 69.55. And the June up 167 at 73.70. Well, the grains lower across the board yesterday. Hard red winter wheat. May was down a nickel at 420. And July down 5 cents at 433. Chicago wheat. May was down 6.5 at 423.25. July was down 6.5 yesterday at 436. May corn down 4 cents, 360.75. And July was down 4 cents at 368.5. May soybeans down 2.75 at 941.5. July was down 2.5 at 952.75. On the cotton futures, May down 27, 74.24. July down 23 at 76.17. May crude oil's up 37, 52.07. June's up 35 at 52.49. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.